USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is again hammering the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus outbreak.
The failure of the Trump administration to develop or implement a national strategy to defeat COVID has meant that the disease has raged through our country for 7 months and the economy is in very bad shape.
Senate Republicans quick to point out Operation Warp Speed, which is part of the administration's effort to deliver 300 million doses of a safe, effective COVID-19 vaccine by next year. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best is resigning after the Seattle City Council voted to gut the Seattle Police Department, which specifically targeted her command staff, and they have to lay off 100 officers, most of whom are officers of color. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There will be no fall sports in the Mountain West. The conference is postponing its fall season due to the coronavirus pandemic. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey telling Good Morning America what's going on in his conference's deliberations.
Our timeline is really based on the advice of a biostatistician. Way back in April said to me, listen, this is a new virus. We have not been through this before. So the longer you take to make decisions, the better information you'll have.
Having recovered from COVID-19, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt is donating plasma to be given to other COVID-19 patients.
One of the main treatments right now is to give plasma, which is the antibodies, to people that are being treated in the hospital for COVID. And so for every person that has the antibodies that's already recovered from it, we can help 4 Oklahomans.
The governor speaking there in a Twitter video, also urging other people who've recovered from COVID-19 to follow his steps and donate their plasma. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Many gyms across the country are remaining closed due to the COVID-19 outbreak. Some gyms have ignored their state's rules and regulations, and the owners have been arrested. Many gyms feel they will never be able to open due to some of the stringent guidelines set forth by states in order for them to reopen. Fitness icon, entrepreneur, and Body by Jake founder Jake Steinfeld joins Fox News and says gyms should be open.
Don't quit. Keep up the fight, right? Keep the places clean, and it's a matter of people coming in. And I know the percentages are very low when people are in those fitness centers. They're very low. So just be smart, and people are being smart. And the bottom line is, like, we have to be diligent. And when you're diligent, great things happen. Same thing with exercise, same thing with nutrition, because that's that downward spiral. We talk about the upward spiral. You want to make sure people are exercising, and we've always said, right, at Official Body by Jake, we always talk about the broomstick, towel, and chairs, exercises you can do in your home, in a park, anywhere, as long as you're keeping your body moving, and nutrition.
Steinfeld speaking there on Fox News. The coronavirus pandemic has accelerated a trend of studios pushing more movies to be made available for a premium price rental via a ticketed on-demand deal. Disney announcing on Tuesday that a remake of Mulan will be heading to Disney Plus September 4th for $29.99. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.